Welcome to the Fort Polk Podcast. I'm Jeff England. Today's guest is Okyung West, the Assistant Commissary Officer, and Mary White, her helper buddy. And we'll be talking about all the incredible benefits that the commissary offers military members and their families. Did you know that the commissary can save shoppers over 25 cents on the dollar compared to other retailers? That's right. Every time you shop at the commissary, you can save money and rest assured that you're getting quality products. The commissary also offers scholarships for military children, as well as the Click2Go online shopping program to make sure you always have what you need. Thanks for tuning in. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to leave them in the comment section or email the public affairs office. Here we go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to this podcast. I'm Jeff England, and this is where you get all of your information. Today, we are talking with Okyung West and Mary White from the commissary. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
Good morning. We're doing great.
I hope so. I mean, you're over here. You're out of the commissary, so it's like a field trip. You get to come on over to my office and see what's going on and see how the other half lives. The commissary is, for anybody out there that is unfamiliar, or for our new members, the commissary is our grocery store, and it is on post, and there are many things that that I personally know, because I've dealt with it for so long, that other people, it's just not as common knowledge. Some of the things is the pricing that you have over there. It's basically what you're paying for it. What the commissary pays for, or DECA, they pay for it. And then at the cash register, there's a surcharge put on there. And what that does is it pays for things like bags and electricity bills, all your utilities, and for improvements to commissaries. And our commissary was rebuilt several years ago. We had an old commissary when I first got here, and the building's still there.
Right.
But no one uses it. Well, no, it's being used for like storage or something.
No, the
thrift shop. Thrift shop.
Oh, it's a thrift shop. Oh, okay. So I haven't been in there yet, so I might have to go and check that out. But now we've got a really nice commissary, a really nice deli department in there, and
sushi.
And it's so funny because my stepdad came down for my wedding. No, it was either the wedding or the or a picnic that we had, or an outing, just to show him where we're living. And he came in and bought some sushi, but he didn't just buy the regular sushi. He bought these little itty bitty octopus. Then he liked it. So it's like, all right, cool. It's like, I'm looking at him going like, okay.
It's like the side dishes.
I guess. But we do have, I've been online, and I've been, I follow a bunch of different groups, and there are some questions out there. People just don't understand the inner workings of the commissary, because, you know, it's not like you guys go out there and say, oh, this is how we do our business, but you're here for a service, and that service is really helpful. And I could tell you right now that some of the products that you have in there are better than local, the local things that we have, like the chicken, when it's there. You sell out of that. I mean, it's a popular item, but
we sell out, and we also, you know, have we can't keep it longer.
Yeah,
once we get a large quantity, because it's the time dated.
Yeah, it's all fresh. Mm-hmm. It's fresh, never frozen. You know,
right? It's good.
But it's got, you guys got the best chicken around, the best pork around, and it's just, you know, I really wish you guys had like a real butcher kind of thing instead of just a meat department. Mm-hmm. Butchers are like a dying breed. You don't get to see many of them around here. It's like, I would like a T-bone steak cut 2 inches thick. And it's like, well, sorry, this is what we have. But I mean, that's almost all the grocery stores nowadays. They just have, they have a meat department. This is what we got. Here you go. But the deli department, I love the deli department. I just absolutely love it. Every time we go in there, not only do we have to get, you know, our lunch meats and cheeses and stuff, but we also get what a lot of people don't know about, and I shouldn't say this because now more people will probably go in there and get them. Bits and pieces.
It's okay. Spread the word.
The bits and pieces. We go in there and we just buy up those. Those are the end pieces and just the pieces that aren't perfectly cut and stuff. And they just throw it all onto a tray and wrap it up. And we like those. And those are make a really good snack. And I like those.
Thank you.
But anyway, we do have, that's one of the newest things that that I'm still trying to get used to. I mean, after so many years of the commissary being closed on Mondays, mm-hmm. What made you change your mind? What did DECA do to change their mind to open on Mondays now? Or is it just ours?
Some places open on Mondays. Every state, I guess, they have a different hours.
Oh, okay.
But only thing I can think I can talk about is the Fort Polk.
Well, of course, that's what we're here for.
The community wanted it open on Mondays. So, you know, command got involved and we decided to open 10 to 6. And just like a Sunday hours, we're 10 to 6. And we are open for public and open to, you know, community. So to serve our customers better, and we extended 7 days.
That's it just blows my mind because I was so used to it. And I'm sure that there's a lot of people that are just so used to it being closed on Mondays. And it's like, no, they're open now. It's like, oh, yeah, let's go. Bits and pieces. So we got, so you're open 7 days a week. Sunday, you're closed the earliest, but you're still open.
Sunday and Monday hours are same, 10 to 6.
And then what are the hours anyway? There's, you guys open at 10, but do you guys still open an hour early for disabled or?
No, we stopped
that too.
COVID.
Okay, so we got 10 to 6 and then Tuesday through Saturday.
It's 9:30 to 8 o'clock.
9:30 to 8.
Saturday we open 9 o'clock. 30 minutes earlier.
So it's 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. 9 to 8.
So 9 to 8. Okay. So it's if you can't make it, then you have to work on your time management skills.
I mean, we open 7 days a week, so any days, if you remember what time we close, what time we open, we're there.
You're there. Serve you. You're there. Every time I go over there, you're there. You are a hard worker.
Oh, thank you.
But Mary, I don't know. I don't know if Mary's a hard worker. This is the first time I've ever met Mary. So what do you do over there, Mary?
I am the store secretary / supply tech.
Supply tag?
Mm-hmm.
And what's that do?
All the supplies that basically run the store, that anything from your office supplies to contract supplies, it's a little of everything. They don't let me out much, so they keep me in the back. But I'm there Monday through Friday every day as well.
Wow. So so if there's something missing in the store, it's your fault?
No. I supply like
if I can't find any school supplies in the school supply aisle, no paper, no pencils, it's all your fault.
I supply what the employees are supplies.
Oh.
I don't supply anything else. That's the grocery department. And
gotcha. Yeah. So look at you backtracking. Nope. It's not me.
Pump the brakes.
I do the memos to make sure that everyone's going to work properly.
That's right.
So how did the COVID? How hard did COVID hit you?
As far as the store?
Yeah. I mean, I remember going over there during COVID, and it's like the hardest workers on post were the people that were supplying or stocking the shelves. So you go in there, and it's like these guys, they're just overworked and overwhelmed. It was crazy. They did a great job.
Thank you. We try to work with the distribution center and see if they can get to the product on time so we can put it out on the floor. And we brought everything, anything to support the community to fill the shelf.
Yeah, it was crazy. The people would go in there and just empty the shelves. And then then the slower people would go in there. It's like, this place is never stuck. It's like, you're not showing up earlier.
Yeah, we had to put the limit on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of the hot selling products, we had to put the limit on so everybody can have, you know, their shares.
Yeah, like toilet paper and. But everything's better now, and everything's back to normal. You know, we got the normal hours and all that stuff.
Yes.
And we do have. So we got that. I mentioned in the opening that there's a scholarship program. The commissary offers a scholarship for children
military children
to go to college.
Yes.
That is crazy. What's involved with that?
Involves in getting money.
That's always good. Mm-hmm. I'm all about getting money. I like that.
But you have to work for it.
Oh, and I'm not about that. No. I like just getting money. So if we were to go to the website and apply, what kind is it, like for grade? Is it a grade based scholarship? What qualifies me other than being a military child to?
You have to meet the grade and you have to submit your essay.
Ooh, you have to do an essay.
Yes. Every scholarship, I believe there's essay.
I wouldn't know. I never got a scholarship.
Me either. No. But, you know, when I look into it, and there was an essay was involved in it. But, you know, it's a good program. There's some money coming from, you know, everybody's having scholarship program. But this one, we've been having a scholarship program for a long time. And we used to have people apply through the store, but now it's changed, though. Everything is online.
So if it's online, what's the website?
The website address is HTTPS.
Yeah, that's like everybody is an HTTP. It's like www. Yes, yeah, we know www.fisherhouse.org. So it's fisherhouse.org.
Yes.
And then from there, they can find it like under products and stuff like that.
Exactly. What need to be, you know, attached to the, you know, application. The application deadline is February 15th, so I recommend everybody to put in earlier. Every year, we have received two scholarship students.
Oh, wow.
In given to them. So, you know, it was a good program, and I see a glow on their parents'.
Oh, yeah.
And a glow on their, you know, students' face.
Every little bit helps, and
yes.
When you get a scholarship, it's kind of, it is kind of special. I mean,
special.
Yeah, I've never gotten one, and no one's ever offered me one. I got grants. It's like, please, just get out of my face. No, no. The and also, if people want to find it, they can also find that link in the Guardian. We have in the Guardian is a story on the on the commissary scholarship program for military
children.
Also,
they can find it any commissary website. You know, we have a Facebook. We have, you know, other social media.
Uh-huh.
Is on it, so they can just click instead of, you know, typing in all those address. You can just click on and you can find the information or apply online.
Yeah, the information is kind of easy to find if you just look for it. Yeah, I think it's a lot of maybe that's why I never got a scholarship, because I'm lazy. I think that probably has a lot to do with it. but there's also something else. Fort Polk and Garrisons Worldwide have what's called the Digital Garrison app. And it is an app that you have on the phone, and it helps out with everything, even shopping at the PX. Mm-hmm. And the commissary has an app also.
Yes, we do. It's called Click to Go program.
The Click to Go program, and it's an actual app that you can download for your phone for Droid or iPhone or iOS. And with these?
You can register online, and anybody who has an ID card holder, they can apply online, and just like you're applying for the, you know, the Walmart or any other.
Like
any
the Star other, Card.
Right.
Yeah.
So they can go online, they can shop online and pick out what items they need, and let the system know when you're going to be going over there to pick up. So you pull in Click to Go parking lot,
mm-hmm.
Then we deliver your product to your car.
Nice. So you don't even expect. Oh, that'd be great on a rainy day.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not getting out of my car. It is raining. Let's get Oak to get it over to my car. Come on, Ms. West, get my stuff. I'm sure you don't. You're not the one delivering the food out, huh?
Sometimes.
Oh, look at that.
We don't have people. Then
we all run groceries out.
Oh, look at that! Office. It's a team effort. Mm-hmm. It's the DECA team. The DECA team. And when we're shopping in there, how many lanes do you have for self-checkout? When I go in there, sometimes the line for self-checkout is just as long as...
We have a 6-lane in the self-checkout.
Oh, wow. And is there a limit on how many or how many groceries?
Used to be 45 or less.
45 or less, but now it's just if you go in there, get it done.
I mean, I recommend if you have a large quantity of product, go through the regular line. And some people, I don't know why they insist going through the self-checkout.
I have an idea why. It's probably because they don't know how to deal with the baggers. Because from what I've always known for as long as I can remember, the baggers are all, I wouldn't say volunteers, but they are kind of like volunteers. They work only for tips.
That's correct.
And if it's also my understanding, that is in place because you guys need to keep down the prices.
Right.
So if you were to pay the baggers any amount of like an hourly wage or anything like that, first, there'd be less. Fewer people because you wouldn't be able to afford it. Second, you'd have to raise the price on the groceries.
I don't think that's the case.
No?
The baggers, what I understood from other commissaries and, you know, here, that is a commander's program.
Ah.
It's a command program. Bagger program is to assist the spouses to, you know, the children.
Independence. Mm-hmm.
And to make spending money, like students, high school students after school, they need to make extra money for their spending money, you know, instead of waiting for your parents to give out.
Uh-huh.
And it was a good program. They set it up. So it's actually managed by Garrison.
Oh.
So we're just letting them working at the commissary. So it's this cross-board, including overseas. All those positions are managed by the Garrison.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. That's news to me. Mm-hmm. See? And that's why I keep learning. I learn something new every day.
So in that note, if customers don't want to pay or don't have money to pay to go through the line, they can easily tell the cashiers that they don't need a bagger. They will be able to bag themselves.
Okay.
You know, it's optional. And it's not mandatory that you have to have a bagger. If you decide to pay the not to pay the bagger, if you want to bag your own, you can do that as well.
Yeah, that would make me feel weird. Mm-hmm. It's like they help me out and they do all this work and they're doing it for a reason.
Right, I mean, right. But I understand also some of the soldiers don't have enough money.
Yeah, I don't normally carry cash. Mm-hmm. I really don't. So it's like I pay with a credit card. How am I supposed to, you know, give the bagger a couple dollars?
So we'll also, you know, they don't want to go to another line. There's a self-bagging lane, number one. Lane one, register one is the self-bagging lane. And
Mary? She's biting at the bit over there.
No, recently they took away the blue light on the lane one, and now you can request at any of the registers to not have a bagger. And there is a sign, and fortunately it's a very small sign. I'm waiting for them to send us a bigger one.
Uh-huh.
It's over by kind of across from lane two, but it'll say, you know, all lanes now can be self.
So, but you just have to make sure that
when you
come up, because mm-hmm. there's some people that are like just so busy with their children and right. getting the food onto the conveyor belt, they forget.
Right.
Maybe the cashiers can say bagger or no bagger, you know, something, mm-hmm. you know, that'd be neat. That'd be kind of nice.
Also, we have, express line. If you mm-hmm. don't have a large quantity of products that you want to purchase, you want to just, get through the line and go home. You can go to
the self checkout.
Self.
at register number 5. It's the only one of ours that has the little turnabout for your bags instead of at the end of the register. Kind of like other stores, big box stores, kind of like how they have theirs.
And like a little merry-go-round for your groceries.
Yeah, that one is meant to be our express
line. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you could just keep it going and stuff.
Right.
Gotcha. I understand that. I saw those over. I think I saw one at Walmart.
Right. It doesn't even have a conveyor belt on the second half of the register. Just the little turnabout.
You just put it in. It goes right in the bag. And just wait until it's all like automated and stuff. Now, I can see so many problems with that. It's like, why are you putting the eggs and the bread at the bottom and all the canned food on top? It's like, stupid robot. No. Gotcha. All right, fine. You guys don't like my jokes. I'm so hurt. But then again, nobody likes my jokes. What can I say? I'm not a funny guy. Well, that's why we don't have cameras in here right now, is because that's all I would get is laughs. So I've tried getting this new program going at the commissary. It's the no program. Can we help you? No. Can you help me? No. Can I get this? No. Apparently that didn't go over well. So you guys have a different program that's more helpful or a better idea for that?
Sure, we do. We always come up with great ideas.
Oh, yeah? And what's this idea?
It's called Yes Program.
That's not very original. I like my No Program better. So what's this Yes Program about?
Yes Program is the additional discounts.
I like a discount.
Major brands, we go, we mark it down. I mean, the headquarters does the program. So we'll put the orange stickers saying Yes labels on it, and then customers, they easily spot the Yes Program on the shelf. It has the shelf talkers.
Shelf talkers.
Mm-hmm.
And every department has got to have the Yes items. I know, like, one of the main ones that has been there since I've been with DECA is bananas. That's one of our Yes items.
Okay, bananas. So now here's the real question. What about eggs?
Eggs, you'll see the drop price signs on it.
Because those eggs have been dropped.
Not physically dropped, but the price has dropped.
do you guys know any prices off the top of your head of anything over there? Because I can tell you some prices. Mm-hmm. I can tell you some prices, like on the Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's the cheapest around, because that's what I have to eat, because I have a very bad sense of taste.
Come to the commissary.
I do, and that's where I do.
Cheapest brand.
Yep, brand name. Mm-hmm. You go to Walgreens or something like that. It's like $5 to $8 a pint, and go to the commissary, it's like $3.50, $4. It's mm-hmm. like, hey, I like this better, and I can go get my my Cherry Garcia and stuff, mm-hmm. and Chunky Monkey. That's it, Chunky Monkey. Half of them I just get for the name. So the Yes Program is a discounted in addition to what the normal price is. It's just known lowest price around.
It's not known. It's like a regular prices normally, and this item is $3.25. And then Yes Program drops on that certain product, it'll go down to.
So it goes down even lower.
Yes.
So it is it's a discounted price.
Everyday low price plus Yes.
So if we go, it's like, is this normal price, or is this a discounted price, isn't it? And that's when you say Yes.
Yes.
Is this a discounted price program? Yes.
Yes.
Can you help me? No. Oh, wait. Yes. You can help me. Will you deliver my groceries to my car? Yes.
Yes.
So, and how long has this program been in? Because actually, this is the first time I've heard of the Yes program.
About 2 months.
Oh, it is?
3 months.
No, I think before it was the known value.
Yeah.
But
extra savings.
So it's been going. Mm-hmm. So it's fairly new.
Yeah, it's fairly new.
That is very, very cool. And now I'd like to get into, is there a way or a program to where we can like submit ideas and suggestions. Is there like a suggestion box or a way that I can suggest some ideas? Because I have got several ideas for the commissary, and I understand I put in the same suggestions over and over, so I know all the answers to why they can't do it or why they won't do it. It's like your deli department. I rave about that. I love the people that work there, mm-hmm. and I love going to the deli department. And you guys can make some of the best sandwiches around. And I just figured it would be great because I've seen it at other grocery stores where they have a little area where you can actually go in deli department, get some food, and then sit down and have your lunch. I understand that DECA is very hard pressed to give up floor space for something that's not really making money. Because once you buy your sandwich, you've made the money, get out. but I mean, that's business. But there's outside in the grass area where not even the sidewalk sale goes. How about if we just put up some picnic tables with an umbrella over it or something? That way we can go into the deli, order a sandwich, order some lunch, get some sushi, whatever, go right outside and sit out and enjoy the nice, hot, humid weather. Or the rain.
That's a good...
I like that idea.
Good idea. However, at this moment, we do not have a funding for outdoor furniture.
Oh.
So...
maybe we can get the Garrison Commander, who's in charge of the bagger program, mm-hmm. to get some outdoor furniture.
Sounds good to me.
I like it. I like it. Let's get that going. Let's move it. You heard me. So if they have like, if somebody has suggestions, I know this, there are certain things that you can't get in there, but certain things that you can get, but you don't have, all that takes is a special order. All you have to do is put in an order, correct?
What? Outdoor furniture?
No. For groceries. I'm sorry. I moved on. No, if I was to put in an order for outdoor furniture, I think I'd go to the PX instead of the commissary. The commissary, maybe it's edible furniture, but but that would be...
We do have benches outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go out there and just sit down and eat a box of chocolate. That's what Forrest Gump did. He sat on a bench and ate a box of chocolate. Not all of my jokes are very easily followed. But for groceries and stuff, if I wanted to get something in there, I could put in a special order.
Yes.
And you guys will try your best to get it.
Except hard to get the items. Some of the items has got a limit on like a baby formulas or, you know, chicken or whatever. There's something we cannot regularly get guarantee on that we cannot accept a request. Any limits on the product, we will not get a special order.
Yeah.
The reason is we take a request. Customers get upset because it's not coming in. If it's a manufacturer issues on certain products and customers don't understand, you take a customer request, why can't you get it in?
Well, because the manufacturer is not sending it. They don't have it.
Exactly. That's the reason. Trying to reduce the customers, having to go through that. So we try to order, and but if it's not coming in, I can't fill that customer request.
Yeah, the only...
We do regular items, yes.
Yeah, see, the special requests that I would have, but a lot of them are locally sourced stuff. But the commissary, you have contracts that you have to follow. Mm-hmm. So you can't just go out and say, well, we'll just buy this from the farm down the street. You have to, no, DECA's making us buy it from contracted people. And that way, supply and quality and all that stuff is more easily followed. But there's one thing that I never see in the commissary that I'd love to see in there is pickled quail eggs. And I don't think you guys have ever been able to get pickled quail eggs in. And I love pickled quail eggs. They're just
send me an email.
I will. I'll
see what I can
do. I'll be sending you an email. It's like, hey, we need some of these. That's so good. They're just so good. And they're expensive, so I have to I can eat like two at a time. But
you have to buy a whole case.
I will buy a whole case. Okay. I will get. I'm like this far away from just buying a whole bunch of quail and doing it myself because I love them so much. And it's so funny because I never even had them or thought I'd even try one until I got here. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, these are great. that and hogshead cheese. Hogshead cheese is really good if it's cold. But when it starts warming up, then that's when you don't want to. It's like, oh, let's cool it back down. And Mary's over there.
No, thanks.
Jeff is the all about specialty.
I love all these things that people just don't normally like to eat. I love kimchi. Mm-hmm. And
we sell kimchi.
I know. And I get it every so often. But my wife doesn't like me eating kimchi. apparently, if I eat too much, I start sweating it out my pores. But I love the quail eggs and the hogshead cheese and Pringles. Mm-hmm. Love Pringles. And see, but then again, it's like and the Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that. Yeah. But what is the surcharge? Like we mentioned earlier, the prices in the commissary are basically what you guys buy it for. So you buy it for a dollar, you have to turn around and sell it for a dollar. But in order to replenish your stock of bags and pay the bills and expand and improve and maintenance and all that stuff, what is the surcharge? And I mean, we can see it on the receipt. I thought, from what I remember, it was 15%. But that can't be right because we'd say that it's maybe five. I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up, you know? It's like that always, but it never really bothers me because I already know that. What bothers me the most is when I see all these people trying to argue over, well, I'm just going to go downtown. It's like, well, then have fun, because you're going to end up, if you're going to be spending a lot of money, then you're going to be spending a lot of money on groceries. We have so much available here on post to that are explicitly available because we're with the military or we have an association with the military, and they're always trying to help. And the commissary has always been one of the best things. The only thing that I could see that would beat you guys out is if we had a Costco here in town. I love me some Costco. As a matter of fact, there's another suggestion. On the weekends, if I ever get to go to Costco on the weekends, it's like, where would you like to go to lunch? I say Costco because they hand out all kinds of free samples. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone knows about those. I don't see a lot of free samples. I'm thinking the sushi bar could give out some free samples. And
that sounds good.
The deli bar or the deli can give out some free samples. Yeah,
they used to do that. They used to do that. Commissary used to give out free samples on the weekends and during the weekdays when they do the promotions. Uh-huh. So, I'm sure they're going to pick it back up. But because of COVID, we stopped it. And, I haven't seen any vendors coming in for the free sample.
Okay, well, so that's good news. Mm-hmm. That's good news. I'm appreciating that. What about these sidewalk sales?
It's coming up.
The sidewalk sales are coming up. Is that like a spring kind of thing?
Yeah, spring sidewalk will be in sometimes May.
In May. Oh, like Mayfest.
Yes.
It's a sidewalk sale. Now you're not selling the sidewalk. Don't be stupid. No, but we have things out there. And the other place, so watch out for the sidewalk sales. There's also that front section when you first walk in. It's like its own little room before you even get into the commissary. Mm-hmm. And it's normally filled with candy and snacks and all the special. Are those specials or is that just where you put all the stuff? Because that's where I like to walk through.
In the
Right in that front foyer, right as you go through the door. It's usually where the candy is.
That's a special promotion area.
It is a special promotion area.
Now is a Coke and Pepsi's on sale.
Ooh.
In conjunction with the chips, which is that's for the football madness.
Oh yeah,
so
that's right.
So you'll find Coke deals, Pepsi deals, and
Mountain Dew. Yeah, Mountain Dew chips and dip. Yeah.
So you'll find candy deals on the other side, but behind the school. So we got Easter coming up. Valentine is here, almost here.
See, I always go, it's like, there's a couple of things that I've always wanted to do. It's like, all right, we're going to make it a family tradition to celebrate Christmas 2 days after Christmas. Mm-hmm, that way we could just go in and get all the after Christmas sales. We're going to do Halloween, like a couple days after Halloween. That way we can go in and get all the candy sales. I think Easter, I'm going to do the same thing with Easter. We're going to celebrate Easter a couple days later. But you guys all, yeah, you also have clearance sales and all that stuff for the old things. Valentine's Day is coming up, and but you guys don't sell flowers. Well,
we do.
You sell flowers, yes. Sell right there, and pineapples. Mm-hmm. Okay, you sell pineapples, so there's a story behind the pineapples that I'll have to tell you some other time, but it's kind of funny. Anyway, yeah. So the Click to Go program, that's an app, and you can get the app on either Google Play or
iPhone,
the Play Store. No, Google Play Store and the iPhone iStore. Mm-hmm. I don't have an iPhone.
I don't either.
I'm a real person, so I have a Droid.
Apple Store.
The Apple Store. That's it.
Apple app. Store.
And if you go through, so we go into the grocery store or the commissary. Have you ever noticed that all grocery stores are set up similarly? They have a flow pattern, mm-hmm. and they're meant to go in a clockwise motion. I just started noticing that in the last couple of years. It's like, wait a minute here. And they all start off, it starts with the produce, mm-hmm. and it goes into the meat, and then it goes into all the dry foods. And then like towards the end, then you got your dairy and your frozen and like the dog food and the non-perishables and stuff like that. It's like, wait a minute. They're herding me around. They know exactly what they're trying to do here. Mm-hmm. But then you get used to it, and then they go in there and they change it up on you. It's like, God, man.
I know. That is one thing that, you know, I'll have customers come in and they'll ask, gosh, I can't find this. It was just here last week. But, you know, they implement something called a planogram. And so the items will change locations, and it can be confusing, but it's still there. They just ask somebody and we'll be happy to help them find.
Yeah, that I'm always being sent in to get something. Okay, mm-hmm. we need this and we need that and we need that. It's like, okay, so I'm walking all over the place. It's like, okay, where would the spaghetti be? Where would like you said earlier, I like the things that are a little odd. So mm-hmm. where is the what do we put? We use. It's a pasta. So I know it's in the pasta section, but it's always so hard to find because it looks like little grains of rice.
Mm-hmm. And couscous?
No. It's I forget. I'll remember it. I'll wake up 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what it was. No.
If you can find items that you were looking for, and just stop one of our employees anywhere and then ask questions. And
they usually look at me like
I'm
crazy.
We'd be more than happy to help you guys.
They look at me like I'm crazy because I'm always asking for weird stuff.
I know.
Where's the couscous?
You're
I don't
number
know.
One on that.
I am. It's like, I'm looking for some duck. We don't carry duck.
Actually, we do have duck.
I'm looking for bison. I know you guys carry
and we
that.
Have that too.
I know you carry that.
Yeah, they just got some new stuff in.
That makes mm-hmm. for some really.
We have a new bison.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I love the bison steak, and it's usually right
oh,
there.
Oh my goodness, we sell a lot of.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. We've been selling out quickly, so we are ordering more, and we're getting new bison in. So enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely! I always do, and of course the ice cream.
I'll make sure.
And the vegetables. Let's see. I'm actually walking through the commissary right now in my head, and it's just like all. Oh, I don't know what you call it, but it's a little island, right next to the deli department that has all the neat little cheeses and mm-hmm. all the other stuff. And we bought this bread. It was like a garlic bread, mm-hmm. but it was the bread, and then it had the garlic spread, mm-hmm. and it was like a little kit. Mm-hmm. And we took that. It's like, ooh, that's good. I love stuff like that. I'm gonna have to start making a list of all the things. It's like, can you get this? Can you get that? Can you get this? Can you get that? It's, we have some marketing to do. I'm gonna have to get with the marketing department. So there is just. I talk so fast that I can't even remember all the things that I talk about. That's why I go back over the same thing. Is there anything that I missed that you think would be helpful for people out there that they might not know? Or nope, I did a great job.
You did a great job.
Yes.
As far as you were asking if people can put in comments or feedback, there is a comment card and a box that they can drop it in right by customer service.
Oh.
So if they want to give feedback or ask a question or whatever, they can drop that in there.
Okay. As well. So there is a suggestion or a comment box.
Sure. If you have a praise or a concern or just a question, you know what, you can put it
in. Or you can use a survey link on your receipt.
Oh, hey, look at that.
So just put in your concern, or if you been served greatly by one of the employees, give us an encouragement as well.
I usually just make a video and put it on YouTube. Say, hey, look at these guys doing a great job. Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, there's several people in there that I absolutely look forward to seeing. Ms. West, you're one of them. I love going in there because you're always so helpful and friendly and always a smile. Aww. And you make me smile.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And Mary, you're going to have to start showing yourself a little bit more.
I told you, they keep me hidden.
I know.
Back
what's
there.
Up with that?
I'm there.
She's secret.
I'm hidden.
But so we can get, if I was to go in there, oh, that's right, party platters. I forgot. I mean, you guys mm-hmm. offer everything, the party platters, mm-hmm. the cakes, everything, anything that we need for.
Also, we sell meat in the box as well.
Oh, meat in a box.
Mm-hmm. It's like the protein box, and it's got it varies, you know, depending on mm-hmm. what it is.
That's the other thing that my stepson loves is the grab and go right up front as soon as you walk in, it's like right there on your right, and it's mm-hmm. the grab and go, and you got like protein bars and mm-hmm. and power drinks and all that stuff, right. And I tell him, no, can't have that, go away. who are you with me? I told you to get out of the truck.
Just get him a one.
Oh, I'll think about it. Yeah. I'll think about it. I think he's a little too spoiled. Unlike me, who had to grow up in the school of hard knocks and never had anything and had to walk uphill to school both ways in the snow.
You know, the parents, that's what parents do.
We do. We spoil them. You know, you can't help but love the kid, though. It's like, anyway, Ok Young West and Mary, quite contrary. Mary White. Mm-hmm. Snow White. Mary White. I appreciate you guys coming in from the commissary. I know you guys are busy over there, and I really appreciate you being able to take this time out to help me spread the word of what a great job you guys are doing over there and how to deal with mm-hmm. with any problems that we may have. And it's not, it's, you know, just go in there, use it. I mean, if you are eligible to use the commissary and you're mm-hmm. eligible to use AFIS and in these facilities, they're here for us. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get a better deal around here. And I've been to all these other places and I've seen the quality, and the commissary is a lot better than what I've seen out there. I mean, I've seen some scary stuff.
I think so. And thank you.
And we look forward to all of the new things that are going to be coming soon, and all of the programs that you have to help make our lives a little easier. And I appreciate you coming in for the Fort Polk Podcast. I'm Jeff England, and I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to the Fort Polk Podcast. We will be listening at you later.